Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if we can help you with your garden, or with your trees, your shrubs, your annuals, your perennials, your houseplants, give us a call. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're all going to work together so that you can have a great gardening season. So don't be shy. Another month from now, you're going to have a tough time to get through. So if you have any questions, now is the time to call. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jan from Milford, Massachusetts, who has a question about some mossy stuff.
Jan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paula. I have a question and a comment.
Okay.
And I have vinyl siding on my house. And I have, like, either moss, mold, or mildew around it. And I was wondering if you knew how I could get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. And what is your comment, Jan?
That I enjoy receiving tremendously the email letters that you send, full of and good information. I love the recipes. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. We really appreciate that. We work hard to do the newsletter. And, you know, if there's something special that you'd like me to write about, give me a call and tell me about it. This week, the first one will be about apples. This past week, we did strawberries. We did a great flowering tree called Stewardia and a houseplant called Donkey's Tails, which is a wonderful plant for full sun, hot sun. Oh, it just loves it. It's like a jade plant, but in a hanging basket. Okay. Now, if you have mold, moss, or mildew growing on the side of your house, I want to tell you what to do. There's a product that I tried 3 years ago. It's a company from New Zealand. It's called Wet and Forget. It's not something that you're going to apply right now because of the temperature and the type of weather that we're getting. But in April, when the snow's gone, the days are warming up, this is a product that was developed by the government in New Zealand to clean the buildings. Now, New Zealand has been on the news a lot. They're having earthquakes and all kinds of things, but the buildings were getting moldy and moss covered because it's surrounded by water and it's fairly warm. If you have a green coloration on the side of your house, the government developed this with the help of a company called Wet and Forget. It's not a chemical. It's a natural product, and you apply it directly to the side of the house, and it will kill and dissolve the moss, the mold, and the mildew on everything outside. It's not for indoor use. It's for outside use. You can put it on metal siding, on wood, on vinyl. You can put it on stone. If you have a canvas awning over your windows, the canvas will turn green due to the rain, the humidity, and just the general season. if you spray this wet and forget on it, within a two-week period, it will be disappearing from sight. And what's nice, it will last for almost a whole year. In New England, it will last a year. In Florida, it will last about 9 months. My son Matthew lives in Florida, and he has a green mold. And every year during February, we come down to Florida, and that's the first job we do. We normally would take a power washer, with the power washer clean the side of the house, and of course when you use a power washer, you take off paint. So it was an annual ritual. Dad would come over, we'd work together, we'd power wash the whole house, it would look beautiful, but then we'd have to go back and paint areas of it. Now, we use the wet and forget, the moth, the mold disappears totally. You can put it on walkways, you can put it on your patio. If you have a deck and the deck gets slippery from water on it, spray it, and it will totally dissolve it. It's a natural product, and this is a really great company. They have some new products coming out in the spring that will improve your garden, and we'll be telling you about them in the days to come. But they are trying to make gardening easy for you with natural occurring microbes, bacteria, fungi, that will make your garden grow better. But if you have mold, mildew, and moths on the side of your house, if you have a boat and your sail of your boat is getting that green film, spray it with the wet and forget. It will take care of it. It's an incredible product. It's very safe. It's all natural. And it will do a good job for you. Okay? Now, if you need some help, our phone number, 800-259-9231. Call us. We're going to work together so that you have a better garden and less problems this season. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Charlie from New Hampshire, who has a question about a plant light.
Charlie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Paul, I just built a grow light using key fluorescent tubes, and I put in, I intend to put in T8 tubes. And what my question was, I went online trying to look for the best full spectrum light that I could find, and I really can't find a full spectrum in T8. But I did find some that range right around 5,000 K, but they weren't the right CRI, and I was wondering if I could use something like that.
I don't see why not. Now, one of the main things that you have to remember when you're growing under plant lights is this. You need to make those plant lights turn on and off just like the length of your day outside. Where a lot of people fail is they keep those lights running 24 hours a day, and this seedling germinates, it begins to grow, and it doesn't get a rest. And because it doesn't get a rest, it grows a little faster than it should, and it stretches, and you have a plant that, yes, is bigger, but it doesn't have a thick stem. It gets to be floppy. So you want to try and get a timer and look at the length of your day. From sunrise to sunset, try and mimic the length of the day. The other thing is, once it begins to actively grow, and you have let's say, transplanted your seedlings from the seed tray to either individual pots, or you're spacing them in trays to give them some room to grow, you need to try and cool down the environment. Because at that point, your plants are growing fast. And, for example, tomatoes. If you keep the house hot and you have good light, they're going to get taller. Height will come in time. What you need is something that will have a thick stem. So once they get established and they're growing, if you can kind of cool down that area, that's going to help also. If you have a large area, Charlie, let's say the size of a piece of plywood, 4x8, buy a little fan, a fan like you would use in your computer to cool it down, and turn on that fan for part of the day to circulate the air. That will minimize the amount of possible diseases in your seed trays and will fix the temperature.
Have you ever made compost in the backyard? It's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold.
gold.
For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Today, I want you to do one thing. If you have forsythia on your property, if you have a flowering crab, a flowering cherry, a flowering plum, pear, if you have a dogwood that blooms in the spring, a magnolia, I want you to take your pruners. I know it's snowing, possibly where you are, and I want you to prune some branches, 2 to 3 feet long. One here, one there. You know, I don't want you to butcher the whole tree, but cut a few branches here and there. And if you've got more than one tree, take a couple branches of cherry, a couple of magnolia that has the big fat buds on it, a couple of plum. Bring them inside, 2 to 3 feet long. Where you made the cut, I want you to carefully take a knife, set the end where you made the cut on your countertop, take a sharp knife, and split the center of the stem about 3 to 4 inches. So very carefully split the center. Now you've got two pieces. Don't pull it apart. Just make that little bit of a split, okay? Put it in a tall vase of water. 2 weeks from now, you'll be calling me and say, Paul, I have flowering forsythia, crab apple, a cherry tree, magnolia in bloom on my dining room table. That will help you feel better. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Nick from South Carolina, who has a question about dahlias.
Good morning, Nick. How can we help you with your garden?
Well, I have a bad experience with dahlias about several years ago. I planted dahlias and I thought, well, After the frost, I dug them up, put them in the garage where it didn't freeze, but I didn't put anything on them. And none of them grew the following year, so I had to buy all over again. So last fall, when I had frost, after the frost, I dug them up, and I put them in cardboard boxes and covered them up with peat. And I was wondering, I don't know if they're going to survive the winter or not. They never froze them. My garage never gets above 40.
Okay, well then they should be okay. The one thing that you want to do, Nick, is this. When you dig them, shake as much soil as you can off of them so that they're not real, real heavy. And don't wash them. Leave the soil on them. Put them in cardboard boxes like you did. And then what you can do is, if you want, put some either a little bit of bark mulch on top of it, some peat moss, anything like that, just to help hold the moisture around the bulb. And you're in North Carolina, you can begin to pot those bulbs at this time of the year, because you're ahead of us. As long as they're not the real big, tall ones. I was in Raleigh this past week, and the daffodils are all in bloom. The witch hazel is in bloom. So signs are there that spring is coming. And in your situation, because of where you're located in the country, you could start those dahlias in big pots in your home or even in your garage right now. So go outside, squeeze the bulb, and if the bulb feels firm, then buy some fresh potting soil. Put them in good size containers. You want to cover the bulb with about an inch of soil. Give them a good drink of water, and the little hair roots will begin to emerge from the big, fat, tuberous bulbs, and it's going to begin to grow. Because normally, by April, you can put plants outside. I live in Maine. I can't put mine outside until the middle of May. You've got a whole month on me. So where you live, let's start thinking about planting calla lilies, cannas, and those dahlias. Let's get them potted right now.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Don't be shy. Give us a call. This is the time where we can plan our garden, and there is no such a thing as a dumb garden question. The way that you learn to garden is to ask questions. So don't tell me I have a dumb question. If you don't know the answer, how are you going to learn? When you went to school, if you had a question, did you ask the teacher? That's how you find out. So don't be shy. Call and we'll work things out together. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, I believe this is Inta, and she's from Maine, and she has a question about radishes.
Inta, good morning. How can we help you with your radishes this morning? Good morning. Hello.
However, I have a small vegetable garden, and I have difficulty growing radishes, carrots, and spinach.
Okay. Tell me what happens when you try and grow them.
Well, the radishes come up, but there is no radish on the bottom.
Okay.
And same thing with the carrots. And the spinach just comes up and it shoots up without me even harvesting.
Okay. Now, is your soil heavy? Do you have a clay-type soil?
Yes, I do. South Berwick has that.
Okay. What I would like you to do is to buy some compost or some peat moss. And you don't have to do the whole garden. But in the row where you are going to be planting those carrots, I want you to spread on the ground right in the row about 2 inches of peat moss or compost. Take your pitchfork and blend right in that row. That will break apart the clay. Now, if it's really, really hard, you can also, at the same time, buy a bag of sand. Not sand from the beach, but what you want is sandbox sand. It's coarse. It's the same type of sand that if you were putting in a brick walkway, you would put it underneath the bricks to give you better drainage. So maybe buy a couple bags of sand, spread it on the ground, get some compost or peat moss, spread that there, and take a pitchfork and blend it in. That will break apart the clay, will make the soil lighter, more flexible. That way the beet, the carrot, the radish can push the soil away from that little tiny root as it begins to develop. Now, there is a product that you can buy at most garden centers called gypsum. Garden gypsum. And garden gypsum is what they make sheetrock out of. You know that white powder that's in the sheetrock? And garden gypsum, when you apply it to the ground, will coat the particles of clay, preventing them from sticking together. And I'm telling you, it makes a big, big difference. You can buy it as a bag, or you can buy it as a liquid. The liquid I like better for the one reason. It works faster than the powdered gypsum. And you can buy the liquid gypsum at any garden center. Skillings, O'Donnell's, they'll carry the garden gypsum. I'm sure there's a garden center in Berwick near you, but you want liquid gypsum. You put it in a bottle sprayer, you can put it in a watering can, and you apply that to your entire garden. It will improve the drainage of your garden like you cannot believe. It will get rid of the excess. It won't make it dry out faster, but it will get rid of the excess. The clay won't bind together, and you'll have longer carrots, bigger beets, and bigger radishes. Now, there's one other thing. If your plants are growing real fast, use a lower amount of nitrogen in your garden. So instead of buying like 10-10-10 in the granular form, buy something that will have lesser amounts of nitrogen, because a lot of nitrogen will make the plant grow very quickly upwards, produce a lot of foliage, but nothing in the ground. So when you go to the garden center, tell them you want something that's going to work a little bit better for you. Something that's a blend, something that's organic, and you'll have a much, much better garden. Okay? So condition the soil, get some liquid gypsum, and you will have much better roots, and your spinach will not shoot and get leggy and fall over. The other thing is, spinach is a plant that wants to go in the ground early. Peas go in the ground first. And about 10 days to 2 weeks after you plant peas, then you can put in your spinach. If you put spinach in during June, it doesn't like the heat. spinach should be planted in your garden during mid to late April. Your peas can go in the ground in early to mid April. So peas go in the garden early. Spinach goes in the garden early for the New England area. No problem. Try that. It will make a big, big difference. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Pat from Maine, who has a question about some ice dams.
Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning, Pat. Okay, we have open lines. Our number, 800-259-9231. You call us. We're going to work together to solve your gardening problem. Now, if you live on Cape Cod, for example, there's not as much snow. If you're looking for something for next year to come in bloom in your garden, one of my favorite plants that's in bloom, if you had planted it last year, is called witch hazel. Witch hazel normally is kind of a golden yellow color, and it's in bloom on Cape Cod at this time of the year. As the snow melts, as temperatures move, the witch hazel will be in bloom into the Boston area and then further north. So Cape Cod, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and south, witch hazel should be in bloom or very close to being in bloom at this time of the year. So if you want something early, that is the very first plant to give you color. And if you're looking out the window where you live and it's snowing, wouldn't it be nice to have something in bloom or with some color where you live? And witch hazel is one of the plants that will do that for you. It's simple. Try and plan your garden so that you have color coming early. Another plant that blooms early, and that's one of my favorites, it's a rhododendron that loses its foliage during the winter, and most people don't even know it. It's called rhododendron mocronulatum. Rhododendron mocronulatum. Looking at the plant right now, there's no leaves. Nice big fat buds on the tip of every branch. The blooms are the size of an azalea. Pinky lavender in color. It grows like the rhododendron PJM, upright, will grow in a neighborhood 3 to 5 feet tall, 3 to 5 feet wide, will grow in the shade. But it blooms early. It blooms before the forsythia comes in bloom in your garden. This is a great plant. The blooms fall, and they're a cluster like azaleas. The blooms are about an inch in diameter, pinky lavender, blooms for about a month because it's cool and cold during the month of March. But normally, that's when it starts. If you have 2 feet of snow on the ground, it's going to be a little bit delayed. But it will bloom, and it's early, and it will grow in the shade. So if you're looking for early blooming plants to get you motivated, think about witch hazel, golden yellow blooms. Again, southern New England down. If you lived in North Carolina, it's in bloom right now, and it's gorgeous. It will grow in the sun or partial shade. But it's a sign that spring is coming. So prepare for it and plant for it so that you have different plants to bloom at different time of the year. Sequence so that you always have color. It's all right to plant a lot of rhododendrons and then you have a great show. But wouldn't you rather have something like witch hazel that blooms? Then the rhododendron macronulatum comes into bloom. Then your forsythia comes into bloom. And then another plant called caria. Little carnation-shaped flowers, golden yellow. Then you have a plant called azalea that comes into bloom. So that you always have something in color in your yard. And that's what you want to do, is don't plant so that it's all in color at once. Yes, it's beautiful for 3 or 4 weeks, but the rest of the year there's nothing. Try and plan your landscaping. Go to your local nursery. Bring them some pictures of your house. Measurements of your house. And say to them, I want color year-round. This is my exposure. This is the size of my yard. This is sun, shade. And they will help you to plan a continuous blooming garden right in your front and backyard. And if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. orgnica seed.com. That's orgnica seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Patrick from Massachusetts, who has a question about clematis.
Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the Gun Club.
Hey, Paul, good morning. I had two quick questions. One is about a clematis, a Polish glory I have that I'm going to have to dig up this spring. And I was just wondering about transplanting it and cutting it back. I don't know. I have really kind of hands-off role for many years. I've trimmed it back a little bit, but the question I've always wanted to know is, like, how do I trim it back?
Okay. If you're going to dig it up and move it, then what I would do is cut it back to about 3 feet from the ground. That'll make it easier for you to handle. And when you dig, you're never going to be able to get every single root. So by cutting back the plant, it will balance the root system that you're going to be able to get. That way you don't have this huge top and a small root system. By cutting it back, it will give the roots chance to get reestablished and to put out some new growth. So you want to dig that clematis before the new growth begins to form on it. So by the first, second week in April. You know, as soon as the frost is out of the ground, the snow will melt. Just keep saying that. It's going to melt. So when the snow's gone, the frost is out of the ground, cut it back to about 3 feet, get as much of a root ball as possible, and then relocate it to a nice sunny area. And before you plant it, either put a couple handfuls of lime or wood ash directly in the ground and work that wood ash or lime right into the bottom of that hole. That way, when the roots come out, they're going to have a soil that's going to be on the sweet side, and that's what the plant loves. The sweeter the soil, the better your clematis is going to grow. Okay? Now, the other thing. The bottom foot of your clematis, that very first foot, is the most delicate part of your plant. So what you want to do, you're going to put the plant in full sun for the best bloom. And at the base of your plant, stand up a brick or a cobblestone, something that will create shade on the bottom 6 to 12 inches of that stump. It keeps it cooler during the summer, keeps the plant frozen during the winter. So if you want a brick standing on end, a shingle pushed into the ground, you can put a statue of St. Francis at the base, but something to create a little bit of shade. Some bark mulch around it, keep it moist, and you will have beautiful clematis. Now, once the new growth begins to form, and you're seeing the bud swell and it's beginning to grow, what I want you to do is look at all of the branches that are there. Anything that has no shoots and everything else is growing, remove from the plant. Because clematis grows fast. And sometimes you'll have plants that will have a shoot here and there that die back. Get that out of that clump early. And they'll do wonderful. So the secret with clematis, sweet soil, a couple of inches of bark mulch, doesn't matter what it is, use cocoa shells, you can use compost, but something to keep that ground so that it, when it's cold, it stays frozen, when it's hot, it's insulated and it keeps the ground cooler. Do that and you'll have great, beautiful clematis. And use a granular fertilizer spring and fall. You can use Plant Tone as a good fertilizer, slow release. It's organic and it's natural, and it will do a wonderful job for you. So you'll give that a try. Now, if you like clematis, there are small blooming varieties that bloom in the fall. There are small 2-inch blooming and as big as 4+ inches in diameter. And you can buy those at your local garden center, get them in the ground early, and you'll have a great show of color. But remember, sun, protection for the bottom foot, and lime or wood ash on a yearly basis for the best clematis plant.